In the Iranian capital, Tehran, government-led mourners paraded down main avenues, beating drums and crying out religious slogans in unison. Eyewitnesses described the heavy police presence along major thoroughfares as helicopters hovered over the crowds to monitor the situation. Hundreds of anti-government demonstrators were arrested last year for shouting slogans against the Iranian government during Ashura. One opposition student group spoke of skirmishes between some Ashura participants and security forces in parts of Tehran. Unconfirmed reports also say several people were arrested for shouting slogans against President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. Official state media showed pro-government religious clerics leading ceremonies in the holy city of Qom, while apparently ignoring others who have been more critical of the government. State TV showed crowds of mostly young Ashura celebrants in dozens of cities. The fervor of the ceremonies was visible on the faces of hundreds of young men in the city of Yazd, dressed in black and beating themselves on the chest to mark the death of Imam Hussein at Karbala in 670 AD. Many had tears in their eyes as they beat themselves, crying out, "O Hussein, O Hussein." The TV also showed periodic broadcasts from Karbala in neighboring Iraq. In Iraq, local TV showed men thrashing themselves with chains, some on their heads, to draw blood. Spilling blood is part of the ritual to commemorate the bloody end of Hussein and his outnumbered followers at the hands of the Caliph Yazid. Iraqi government TV noted that several million visitors from across the Arab world had turned up in Karbala and Najaf for the annual event. Men on horseback, dressed in costumes of the period, also appeared in the city of Qasimiyya to depict the epic and fatal end of Imam Hussein. In neighboring Turkey, former Iranian Foreign Minister Ali Akbar Velayati addressed a crowd of Ashura mourners alongside Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Both men urged Sunni and Shiite Muslims to end their conflicts and unite. In Lebanon, tens of thousands of Shiite mourners turned out in Beirut's southern suburbs to listen to Hezbollah leader Sheikh Hassan Nasrallah address them by video link. Nasrallah has not appeared in public for several years. Nasrallah spoke in harsh tones and admonished his enemies. He claims that Hezbollah has defeated Israel repeatedly and will do so again. He also complains about what he calls a psychological war against his group, demanding that his followers close ranks to defeat what he calls outside plots and threats. Hezbollah's Al-Manar TV showed groups of young men and groups of young women mourners chanting and walking slowly in long processions. It noted that groups of male and female mourners celebrated separately. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.